I don't know if y'all have anything. You don't really have anything like this. How about a narrow, deep valley that's like, I've seen one of these, cut out in the by a stream of water in the woods. And it's real deep and not very wide, like just a deep...
Call it a creek?
No,
where
a
creek goes
a
through.
Just
Just a holler?
Probably. Yeah, just a little, like, deep ditch where the water would go through. Okay. How about if there'd been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a real big place in a road or a field? You'd say you had a, or if you
gully.
Yeah, if you were riding a road and you went across it, you'd know it too. Okay. What would you call a just a small stream of water?
Creek, branch.
Creek or branch.
Okay, is there anything smaller than a creek or a branch that you can think any word for?
Not that I know of.
How about anything between a creek and a branch and a river? Is there anything that's bigger than a creek but smaller than a river
that
you know?
Nothing like that. No, but it's either a river, creek, or a branch.
Okay.
See, that creek don't run across two states. Chocolate Creek's the biggest creek in the world. But there's a lot of rivers a lot smaller than Chocolate Creek. They run in two different states.
Oh, so a river.
That's the difference in a creek and a river.
So a creek is just in a
state,
and a river flows
in
across
two different or more states.
Oh, I never knew that. I didn't know there was a.
That's the difference. Chocolate Creek's a whole lot bigger than a lot of rivers.
Yeah. I always wondered why they called it Chocolate Creek, because it's not much of a creek. Okay. What are some of the names of the creeks and stuff in the area besides Chocolate?
Blue Eye Creek.
Chocolate Creek and Blue Eye Creek?
The only creeks now around here. See, dry, that is pretty dry community.
That's called Dry Valley.
Yeah, we don't have no running branches through Dry Valley.
Yeah.
No springs or anything like that.
Just wells to get the water from there.
And they have to be dug pretty deep. Ours was 117 feet.
I think Wash is up there about 150, wasn't it, too?
It is more.
Probably because it was up
high.
Okay, well, what would you call a real small rise in the land?
Hill.
Is there anything smaller than that, than a little hill?
No, just a hill.
Rise, they call them sometimes, a little rise.
Okay.
Of course, if it's bigger, you call them
mountains. Yeah.
You better read fast.
How are we doing on that, Stephen?
It's still going around. But I mean, I'm going to shut an eye right quick.
Don't hold it close to your mouth there.